the first of the Tzitzel Chachos, the other one is found in Parshas Kisavo, in Dvarim. And the distinction between the two is actually mentioned, if you take a look in Perek Chavav, Pasuk Memvav, page 321 over here in this Chumashim, Torah tells you at the end of this Chachos, Eile Achuzim HaMishpatim Ba'Torah Shashan Nosan Hashem Beino Ve'en Bnei Yisrael. This tochacha was given where? Bahar Sinai Biyad Moshe. This is the tochacha associated with Har Sinai. Looking now at Kisava for a moment, and Dvarim, and then you'll see that the Torah also, at the end of that tochacha, in page 501, Perek, the end of Perek Chavches, in Dvarim, page 501, there it says, Eile Dibri Abrisa Shetiv Hashem Es Moshe Lechvos Es Bnei Yisrael. Where? Be'eretz Moab. This is the bris of Argos Moab. That's how the Gemara calls it. Milvada bris Shekaras itam bechorei. Over and above the bris that Hashem consummated with them bechorei. Where is Chorei? Chorei is Har Sinai. So the Tochacha already, the second Tochacha alludes to the first Tochacha. This Tochacha was in Argos Moab, and the reason why I mention this is because this Tochacha actually, as you know, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the first paragraph, the Gemara points out that after Klal Yisrael crossed the Yarden, there was a chiddush in this second tochacha. What's the chiddush? The chiddush of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazel. The Gemara said that in the first paragraph. The Gemara quotes the pasuk actually in the Tanakh, if you recall, with reference to one event that occurred in Tanakh where we discovered this concept of Arevus, Ochan. With reference to Ochan and I, if you remember, when Ochan went ahead and, shall we say, acted inappropriately in I, so the pasuk says, Chata Yisrael. Why Chata Yisrael? It was one person. The answer is, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazel. And here, the bris of Argos Moab is the bris of the Tochacha Panu Kisavo, but we have an allusion to the bris of Chorei. Maybe I'll just mention, it's not what I want to talk about, but I'll just by way of Hakdama, since I'm at it, you'll take a look and there's a fundamental distinction between these two Tochachos. First of all, I should mention a very fundamental Yisod, which is found in Rishonim, and that is that there's no such thing as a Tochacha which is pure Tochacha. You're not allowed to go ahead and just give a person Tochacha, just, shall we say, lash out at a person, throw wormwood at them, as the pasuk says. But rather, every tochacha has to be accompanied by divrei nechama. That's a halachic principle, a very significant halachic principle. By some sort of consolation, the Gemara says in Sita that a rebbe has to be careful that he should, in effect, smol dochek. Even if you give tochacha, you push away with your left hand, but yamin mikari, with your right hand, you bring close. You can't only have minas hadin. You also have to have minas rachamim. There's no such thing as just minas hadin. And so each tochacha also has to have some element of the chama. Where's the chama in Bichul Kosa? Let's just look at the psukim for a second. The first few psukim, of course, are an ideal description of what is going to be if we follow the chugi Hashem. Look at the psukim. I'm on 317. In Bichul Kosa teilechu, if we follow the chugi of Hashem Yisbarach, es mitzvot say tishmeru. All Hashem do, rain will be plentiful, and there will be productivity, fecundity. And it continues. Pasuk Vav, v'nasati shalom ba'aretz. Wow. I'm here 22 years in Eretz Yisrael. And when I came, I, perhaps naively, been young and thought that clearly we can make peace. Clearly. 22 years later,
not so much.
I realize it's a gargantuan task. For any Rosh Hashanah, doesn't make a difference whom it is. And I suspect that there will be peace when Mashiach comes. Alibi before. When Asadi Shalom Baratz Ushchatem Ne Macharid will sleep at night without any charada, without any fear. Vishbati Chaya Ramel Aretz. Vecher Losaba Beatzachem. No war. And we will pursue our enemies, Pasuk Zayin. And the Torah describes how we will vanquish them. And Pasuk Tes, Ufanisi Alechem, next page, 318. The Efrasi Eschem, the Ebesi Eschem, things will be absolutely honky-dory. And it goes on. Pasuk Yidal, V'nasati Mishkan B'Sochem, V'nasigal Nashi Eschem, V'salaki B'Sochem, I'm going to walk with you. I'll be, V'yisi Lachem Elokim, you'll be my nation. It seems to be almost what? Ideal. That's what Ramban, the beginning of the Pasha, describes. An ideal and idyllic situation. But a situation that's so ideal because it is also kavua tmidi, an ongoing constant kind of basis. And then the Torah goes on and tells you the converse, starting with Pasuk Yudalet. Yim lo sishmuli, you don't listen, and you don't observe the mitzvos, and you reject the chukim, Pasuk Tesvav, and the mishpatim, then Rachmanu Litzlan, the Torah describes what's going to happen, which is, shall we say, rather menacing, to say the least. And the Torah describes all types of disease and pestilence that's going to Rachmanu Litzlan attack us. And the language, of course, is one word here that's a critical word. Which word is a critical word? Mechukosai, which the Torah uses very, very liberally, I would even say. It's sprinkled throughout this parasha, the word keri. What does the word keri mean? The big machlokes is Harishonim, what it means, but Rashi understands it to mean what?
Casually,
excellent. You walk with Hashem in a casual kind of way. Look at Rashi. Rashi translates, your translation, by the way, Jeremy, of course, is founded upon a famous Rambam, in Hilchos Tanios, but the way Rashi understands himself to be carried, not just Rashi, but if you look at the Targum as well, the Targum translates it somewhat differently than you did. Bikashu, what does Bikashu mean? You are, shall we say, Kshe Oref. You are stubborn, you are obstinate, you are obstreperous, means you refuse to heed the Darkei Hashem, and tell him he carried. Then, what will Hashem do? He'll continue to pile on you, shall we say, Achon Litzlan, punishment, and more punishment, looking at Chav Gimel. Viveila lo si vasaruli, balachim imi carry. Next Pasuk Chavdala, balachim avadim achem bi carry. It's word that's used in Pasuk Chav Zayin. Balachim imi carry. And then Pasuk Chav Ches, balachim achem achamas carry. You get my message, generally. And the Torah then goes on to describe Golus in Pasuk Vav Gimel. But even before that, I told you this already once before. The well-known Ramban over here, the Ramban comments, Eretz Yisrael will be rendered desolate, and the Ramban indicates, even though many enemies attempted to conquer Eretz Yisrael and vanquish us, they were not successful. Why? Because that's the Havtacha of Hashem Yisbarach, that only when Am Yisrael returns to Eretz Yisrael, that once again Eretz Yisrael will become productive, and will prosper, and will flourish. And that's, by the way, historically, we know that to be the case. For hundreds and hundreds of years, Eretz Yisrael was occupied by many nations who conquered or attempted to conquer Eretz Yisrael, the Ottoman Empire, the British Empire, and others, actually the Turks, and other groups as well, marauders of all different types, shapes, and forms. They were not successful. Why? Because Eretz Yisrael waits for, shall we say, whom to come back? Am Yisrael. And we see that, Baruch Hashem, is Baneinu Anu, that we have returned to Eretz Yisrael, and thank God, Baruch Hashem, the Siyata Dishmaya, Eretz Yisrael, is prospering and is flourishing, and that's what the Torah says. And those, Alam and Dalit tells us, Chazal tell us that we were punished 70 years of Golos because of the 70 years we did not observe Shemitah. And that's what the Torah goes on to say. And then finally, there's some Nechama comes in page 321, look at 321. What will happen? We are going to be, shall we say, in a very bleak state among the non-Jews. That's what the Torah describes. Pasuk Lamaches, top of 321. We'll be lost, we'll perish. They'll consume us. We will literally be melting. And finally, Pasuk Nen. That sounds like what? Some sort of bidui will take place. Bidui, of course, is a form of what? Of tshuva. When the Rambam counts in the midst of tshuva, what does the Rambam count? Bidui. Bidui is the, shall we say, a person, confession. I would say in
confession.
Your
confession.
English confession, correct? The person who confesses. There's a very interesting expression that someone uses here at yeshiva. Fesses up to. Are you familiar with that expression? It's a slang. Fesses up to. Got a kick out of it. Means he confesses. He acknowledges the fact that he, shall we say, that's called Hakar Sachet. But notice that there's a strange pasuk. I can't talk about it now. It needs a few hours. In pasuk mem, it says that even though there's vidoy, who does Hashem respond? Afani Elechem Amikari. What kind of response is that? There's vidoy. Minimalistic tshuva. Why should Hashem respond in such a fashion, almost as if he's lashing out again? The Rishonim all deal with this question. Yeah, Babanel, and the Ramban, and the Archaim, and everyone else in town. But anyway, it says that their uncircumcised heart, yikana, will be rendered contrite, penitent, Yikona, Lashon Achno. What does Achno mean? The Yikona, we will surrender. Correct? The Oz Yirtzu Savona. And then we have the Lechama, Zachatis Bris Yaakov. Oh, then Hashem will remember the Bris he made with Yaakov, Yitzchak, Abraham, etc., etc. Now let's look at Kisavo for a second, just to show you the contrast, but there's a lot more to this than meets the eye. Those who learn Maseches Megillah, anybody here, I don't know if you want to admit that you learn Maseches Megillah now. So the Gemara Megillah comments, of course, right away, Gemara in the third parak, distinguishing between the two Tochachas. Do you recall the distinction? The two Tochachas that the Gemara comments on? Yes, now go ahead. Excellent. Which one is which? Do you remember? That way is a bit more difficult, but you are 100% correct. One is in what person, as it's called? And one is in the other person. I mean, what am I referring to? Third person, and take a look. If you take a look at the psukim, it's not so difficult. Take a look at the Mechukosai for us before we get to Yisavo. Look back at the Mechukosai for a second. Okay, and what about Kisavo? Kisavo actually begins over here in 497. You are 100% correct. We're talking about either in the first person or the, shall we say, Becha. Correct? That's Big Hashem Becha, Yishalach Hashem Becha, Tanacha, Mishatecha, while here it's talking about what? First person, Mishmarati. I mean, what's the distinction between the two? What does the Gemara say over there, Megillah? Since you have mentioned it, it's an important Gemara that I want you to be aware of. So maybe I will mention it. So far, I have not even. What happened to Megillah? Here it is. Yeah, go ahead, Benjamin. What you said is correct.
Your last stop in the middle.
That is the issue that the Gemara talks about. Wow, you have a Baruch Hashem, a fantastic memory. The Gemara discusses the question whether you're allowed to be mafsig. It's a halachic issue. It's a very famous halachic issue. Whether you can be mafsig in the teichacha, are you allowed to go ahead and interrupt the Techacha? What is generally the position that is... No. I'm just saying, but the issue is we're allowed to be mafsik in the Techacha. So here, you find the right daf. What happened? It says, "Ema sikin the klolos." I apologize. It's in the fourth parak. The end of the fourth parak. "Ema sikin the klolos." In order to be mafsik in the klolos, that's the tachacha. Echad kari es kulon. And here the Gemara says, and I'm the base of following. The Gemara says that there's a distinction between the klolos in Torah's Kodesh, that's a vayikra, the one of Chukosai, and the klolos in Mishnah Torah. The Gemara says that the klolos of Mishnah Torah you can't be posting. That's what Binyamin pointed out. Why? My time halal b'loshen rabbim amaros. Some of them were said in the plural b'loshen rabbim. U'moshe piagura amaros. Moshe said that from Hashem. Correct. Moshe was a shliach. He said, "This is what Hashem told me." They said that's a loshen of the chukosai v'nasati v'kadati. That in effect that's in Vayikra. But the Mishnah Torah it says Yadcha Hashem, Yadbeg Hashem. Moshe said it by himself. That if you violate the mitzvahs, Hashem will take care of you. Okay, this needs attention, but I can't do it right now. But very good, excellent. Shukran. Okay, I just want to make mention of one thing. Look at Kisavo for a second, just to show you there also, you have Dibri Nechama, but the Dibri Nechama Kisavo is considerably more far-reaching than the one that's found over here in Bechukosa. Take a look at Kisavo. Here also we have a description of the terrible, terrible events that will befall us as a result of our not listening to Hashem. And then finally, notice the pasuk at the end of the simile. Where is the Nechama at the end of Kisavo? Is that in Nechama? Take a look at page 500 and page 501. It really ends in a very, very precipitous and sudden kind of way. As you said, Samach Tess is Eilu Divrei Abris. Where's the Nechama? There is no Nechama. So the answer that we showed to point out the other Megillah. As you pointed out, Binyamin, the Chum is found in which Pasha? Nitzavim. Tesis Rid points this out. Many other Rishonim point this out. Not bottom of the spot, of course. Beginning in Nitzavim, you have Dibri Nechama. There, Nitzavim has even the Pasha of Truma going to Ramban and other such Pashios. But every Tochacha has to have Nechama. So where's the Nechama in Pashas Kisavo seems to be found in Nitzavim. And here the Nechama seems to be of a much higher nature. I just want to show you one pasuk, if I may. Look at 504. You don't mind? 504 in Pasuk Nitzavim. And I just want to contrast this with what we saw in Hukosai. Take a look at the Perek Lamed. See Perek Lamed? Perek Lamed speaks about Pasuk and Aleph and Beis and Gimel. Yishavta Hashem Elokecha, we're going to what? Do tshuva, come back to Hashem. Yishav Hashem Elokecha, Shevusecha v'richamecha. Yishav v'kibetzel v'kol Lamed. What is that called? Kibbutz Galios? Hashem will what? Gather us. The gathering of all the those that were dispersed in exile. Even if we are scattered to the far corners of the earth, even in California. Yishav v'kibetzel Hashem Elokecha, Yishav v'kachecha. Hashem is going to take us from California. Even from there, he can bring us to Eretz Yisrael. And further, the pasuk gave, "V'diach Hashem Elokecha la'aretz asher yarsha v'sechem divishta," will bring us to Eretz Yisrael. And then, pasuk vav, "Umol Hashem Elokecha slavav dechal v'yeslavav zarecha." What will he do? He will circumcise our hearts. This is in contrast, looking at Michal Kosai, to what I mentioned to you a moment ago, on page 321. There it says, Hashem will bring us where? V'yeretz oyveyeh. Not Eretz Yisrael. And then it says, O'oz yikana levavam he'areah. That's a contrast with this. Because what is an areah? Someone who is not circumcised. Correct? Our hearts that are uncircumcised means that our obstreperous will be rendered contrite, as I said earlier, penitent. But that's not a full tshuva. And here, in the Tzavim, we have a Mal Hashem Elokecha Zavavcha, it's a full tshuva, circumcision of that foreskin. Of that uncircumcised heart. Ramban, Ramban on the spot. In both places, Ramban points this out. That's why you have to learn Ramban. Ala Torah, he should become your best friend. Anyway, that's just, I didn't really plan on talking about that, but since it came to my head because of Rabbi Weiser, so now I just mention it. I want to now discuss the question which is raised by all the Rishonim, especially a famous Ramban in Mishnah Torah, Perek Tes. All the Rishonim are bothered by the following question. What kind of brachas is the Torah describe over here that seemingly are given to us at the beginning of the Kosai, we see it very clearly. What does the Torah say? Rain. What else?
Food.
Food. What else? Peace. Shalom. Means primarily brachas that relate to Parnasa and Shefa and Sova and Yitzchak b'Melchama with the son of Israel will prevail over our enemies, will vanquish them. What we call brachas in the area of Gashmias. How do you translate Gashmias? Material brachas. So the Rishonim say, what? That's the schar that a Jew looks for. What schar does a Jew look for? What schar does a Jew look for? Primarily, schar nitzri, in olam haba. Correct? Tzadikim yoshu, b'yachosem, b'roshem, b'nenem yizim ha'shrinah. So that's the case. We're in heaven's name. What's going on over here? The Mishnah writes in Pirkei Avos, who is telling, who constantly calls here Pirkei Avos?
Tani.
Yeah, where is he? Yofe sha'achas, shel olam haba, Mikol Chaye Olam Hazeh. 1 hour of Olam Hazeh is worth more than all Chaye Olam Hazeh. So this is talking about Olam Hazeh. What in heaven's name is going on here? Why is the Torah so focused on what? On Olam Hazeh. It's all Gashmian. Has nothing to do, 1 second, with Yom Shekula Aruch, with the Neshava. What's going on here? So this Kashi was asked by the Rashba in the famous Tshuva. And the Rashba actually points out, he says, what do you want? The Torah should write a full sefer to define what is in the Shema. And then he goes further, I copied some of the Rashba down. Does a person have any inkling of what that's going to be? That Oneg. We don't understand any of those things. The Torah is written for simple people. Just that the Torah has remorse regarding the Shema. For example, the Torah says, V'nichrusa ha-nefesh ha-hi. The Torah speaks about the nefesh being cut off. Or the Shema being cut off. So, the Rashba essentially answered this question by pointing out there's no way the Torah could have expatiated on this matter in a way that would be something that we could possibly grasp or understand. And that's why, what does the Torah do? It focuses on Gashmi, that we do relate to. Go ahead.
I was going to say, isn't that also the case with Shema?
Excellent. What do we have in the Shema? The Shema is the best example. The Mishnah Brachos calls that the second parasha. What is it called? First parasha is Kabbalah on Shemayim. The second parasha, the Mishnah says, is the parasha of all mitzvahs. Correct. And what do we have in all mitzvahs? Vayom Shema Tishma Mitzvahs. Hashem Adonai Mitzvah Mitzvayom. The Avos Hashem Elokeinu will love the B'chol Avatim B'chol Nafshechem. What's going to be? V'nasati. The Taratz Rebbe Ito. Yeru Malkush. Yasati the Ganecha. 100% right what you're pointing out. It's Yerosh Nevi Tzorecha. V'nasati. Esa, thank you. B'salav halav emtecha. Yachad b'salavta. Also, Gashmi. Same idea. Excellent.
Abdesla
asked that. I'm
sorry? Abdesla asked
that, no? I am not familiar with Abdesla. Rabbi Wazen, my Rebbe, clearly knows Abdesla by heart. I'll be honest with you. Chatoya in Australia. Among my many Chatoya, is that... What?
Mitzvah
is a star
for a bit.
He says that... What is it? Chatoya,
what
did really,
he say? He says that the thing in Shema is really saying that Hashem will give you the opportunity in order... Like, that's that you need money or you need, like, the field in order to perform more mitzvah, so that's why he'll give it to you. It's not actually a reward in this world of, like, material needs. It's more like so that you can do more mitzvah.
It's here, too. Hashem's just going to make it as easy. If you follow in his ways, he's going to make it as easy as possible for us to do mitzvah.
So this is back what I'm about to discuss. I'm not familiar with Abdesla. It's Chatoya Limaski. It's a famous Rambam, one of the most famous Rambams in Hilchos Tshuva and Peretz. And the Rambam, I'll tell you honestly, when I was in the Rambam, yeshiva with Rabbi Weiser, what?
Rambam quotes Rabbi Dasa.
Is he a talking of yours?
My job seems to find it,
but that's true. Sure. May Hashem bless both of you. Hold on. When I was in yeshiva with Rabbi Weiser Shlita, my Rebbe, so there were only two volumes of Odessa. So I learned both volumes. I don't think it's in the first two volumes.
It's in the first one.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm in trouble. Okay. Shatoya and Maskaria, I haven't chazed of Odessa in 45 years. I haven't seen it in 45 years.
I can get you a set from
Talmud. I believe I own probably a few volumes of it somewhere deep in the attic. I unfortunately am holding by Chumash and Rashi. That's where I am. So I cannot. Maybe my speaks mind, the Shulam Adessa, who is really icy on the cake. I'm holding by simple things. What am I supposed to do? I have to know Chumash and Rashi. No?
True.
Isn't there a Seder Adifiyot? Priorities? So I haven't started with the basics. Okay, I want to be the Rambam. Rambam says, I'm in the Rambam now. Okay, once in a while. Rambam says, this is a striking Rambam to me. The most unbelievable Rambam. He asks the same question, and the Rambam answers what you basically said. He asks, since the schar for all mitzvahs is chayel mabo, so ma'uzesh yikasim b'chala tov kula in tishmu yagi alachem ka. What is the Torah saying? If you listen, if you hearken to my words, you'll get this and that. Yiblo tishmu yikas tem kach v'kach. All Elam has their things. Kagon, Sova, Berov, Milchama, Shalom, Malchus, Golos, Hatzlacha, etc. So the Rambam, it's all true. Uvzman shana osin kol mitzvah Torah. If we follow the mitzvah of Hashem Yisbarach, then we'll be zocher to all these hatamos, all this beneficence. And when, God forbid, we violate it, then, God forbid, what's going to happen? All the terrible things will befall us. The Abba became, Ein osin hatamos, sof matan schavet shol mitzvah. So of course, that's not the end all. That's not what we're working for. Nor are the roles so far the comma. Ella kachu echrei kol advarim. He is the pshat. Hakadosh Baruch Hu nasa lanu Torah zu etzchayim. Hashem gave us the Torah, the tree of life. V'chalaose kol akosuba. Anyone who follows it meticulously, v'yodo dea gemura nechona, and knows it well thoroughly, zocha lechayim mabo. However, the Rambam now has two prerequisites. Ulefi godel masa v'rov chachmasa hu zocha. On what basis am I zocher? There are two provisos. One is godel masa, namely, a person's actions, shmiras hamitzos, and the like, chesed, that a person does, correct? And number two, rov chochmasa. The greater the chochma that one acquires, the more one will be zocher to that, excuse me, to that, obviously, ultimate schar. And the Torah tells us, shim naso so besimcha, if we fulfill the Torah, how? With joy, Thomas Nevesh, and Benegah the Chachmas of Tommy that we are constantly doting on, Liman HaTorah, constantly studying it. What will Hashem do, as you pointed out, Judah? And you pointed out? Sheyasim Mimenu Kaladvarim Hamon Nasan Bila Sosa. What will Hashem do as a result of that? He will remove from us any impediments. Namely, all the things that prevent us from achieving heights in Liman HaTorah, such as sickness, God forbid, war, famine, and he will vouchsafe to us, V'yashpia Lanu, all the wonderful beneficence that will maintain our ability to learn Torah, such as satiety, Sova, Shalom, Reba Kesev Azog, we'll win the Irish sweepstakes, and then we'll be sitting and learning all day and all night. Kidei Shalom Nasok Yamina Bidvarim Shagut Sark Land, so we don't have to spend all our days in Papagayos. El Nesha Penuyim, we'll be able to go ahead and Lilmo Bechachma Velasa Mitzvah, because the more we learn, and the more mitzvahs we do, the greater the schar and olam haba, because that's what the schar is dependent on. Our actions and our knowledge. And that's what the Torah says. And he quotes Pesukim. And the Torah says as well, Nazav HaTorah B'Nasik, Chas V'Sholom, we abandon the Torah, B'Nasik B'Avolei Hazman, we spend our days on Avolei Hazman. How should we translate that now? What should we say? Avolei Hazman?
Netflix.
And what?
Time wasters.
Thank you, time wasters. The true judge will remove, in effect, all the items that maintain our ability to learn Torah, and he'll bring on our case all the impediments imaginable. That's how we learn Pshat, the Pesukim, the Tekoch. Wow. And then the Rambam sums it up. Nimtza. Pirish Kolosin Abraga Bakos. What is in synopsis? A synopsis of the above, of all the aforementioned brachos and kolos in the two parshios. Im avadatem es Hashem b'simcha, if we worship Hashem with joy, u'shmartim darkav, we observe His ways, Hashem will give you brachos ad b'didai, till we'll be able to sit in the Torah, and we'll be zecha olam haba. If, however, chas v'sholom, we don't do so, and we spend our days eating and drinking and engaging in all kinds of other time wasters, he gives a different l'sholom to Rabbah. Maybe Alem call us Chas V'Sholom. Hashem will bring all these curses upon us, and we'll be constantly in a state of angst and stressed out and anxiety. We won't have any heart of Guf Sholem. We won't do mitzvahs, and as a result, we will not be zocher to Chayil Mabo. So it comes out, we will lose out on both counts. Both Olam Hazeh will lose out, and Olam Haba. This is the Lashon HaRambam that you both refer to. You go to the Rambam named Rabbi Deslan, and Rabbi Deslan Dowdy was quite familiar with this Rambam, that's for sure. And I assume that's what Rabbi Desla is based on, this concept of the Rambam. So in those, the Rambam says something which is very critical. And he tells us that there are two criteria to be zayim b'dalam haba. One is rov masa, mitzvahs and the like, and two is rov chachmasa. The more Torah one learns, the more Torah one acquires, that's how one comes to olam haba. So how does the person come to Abbas HaTorah? So since one of the two items is Limud HaTorah and Chochmas HaTorah, how does the person come to it? How is the person able to come to a point where he's able to be mistapik b'muad? He doesn't have to focus on the material. So the answer that the Torah says right here in B'chul Kosai. The first Rashi in B'chul Kosai. What's the first Rashi? In B'chul Kosai Teilecho says Rashi, Shetiyu Amelim B'Torah. What does one have to do? Yigiyas HaTorah. You have to toil in Torah. And if you toil in Torah, then Hashem promises us He'll remove all the impediments. Anything that will prevent us from learning and will become the Abbas HaTorah. Because at the end of the day, you're not to become the Abbas HaTorah, there's only one way. And that is Amelus Batorah. If a person wants to learn how to learn, you know what you have to do? You have to learn. There's a famous thing that's a sharp. A person, let's say, is very listless. You're not very energetic. So how do you develop, shall we say, how do you become energized? The answer is?
Move around.
Exactly. You move around, you energize yourself. You want to develop the quality of Zrizus, become Zoris. Do things with Zrizus. If you do things with Zrizus, you'll become Zoris. And similarly, if a person wants to acquire Avas HaTorah, a person has to learn Torah with Ambola, with Yigiyah, and trust me, there's a haftocha, if you do so, you'll have Abbas HaTorah ad Ein Sof. There's a Gemara in HaMafkid that I'm very fond of. I once heard from Chaim Shmuel Levin Zatzal on the Shmuz approximately 45 years ago that he quoted this Gemara in HaMafkid. HaMafkid Peretz Chavero, Afilo Hein Avudu Lo Yigav Lahem. It says that if you give someone to watch peros, fruit, even though the peros may have rotted, you shouldn't touch it. My timer, Amar Kahana, other votes of the Kav Shalom, Yosef Mekisha Kav Mishavero. I'd rather have my own fruit that I want, nurtured and cultivated and worked on, even though, obviously, it's no longer, shall we say, in the best of shape. So Rashi explains, Chaviva Allah, Al Sha'om Al Bahem. Why is it dear to me? Because I nurtured, cultivated, tilled the soil, did all the work that I have to do. It's something which is mine. And therefore, you know, sometimes you hear people say, this is my favorite Masechta. I'm sure all of you have a favorite Masechta, probably Sanhedrin, maybe Brachas. To me, they're all my favorite Masechtas. I love them all. Why? The answer is because the person is called the Abbas HaTorah. By the more you focus on the Masechta, you'll discover the more you learn the Masechta, the more connected you are with it. And the greater the Abba you'll have to that Masechta, and thereby the greater Abba you'll have to Hashem Yisbarach. The very famous Egle Tal, he writes in the Avdamah to his Sefer, and Egle Tal is the Sacher Chavah, a great Hasidic sage. I think I mentioned that Rabbi Yosef Tzvi Rimon, the author of the Haggadah Shel Pesach, the many you saw, absolutely wondrous Haggadah, thank you. Shekach, Hashem bless you. Anyway, so that Haggadah, he's written many other stories. He's right here, Machon Lev. He's Mashiva Machon Lev. You ever met him? You don't have to bring him to the yeshiva. The problem is he will only speak in Hebrew. Although he has some English. I should bring him here to the yeshiva. I've been sitting here. Never. I'm very friendly with him. So he, unbeknownst to me, I told him once, I heard from Rabbi Soloveitchik, he called the Egle Tal, the Abinezer, the Sacher Chavah, a chassid who was a brista. So he writes down in his sefer, I wouldn't have known, but someone showed it to me. Shamati Merav Avishai David, B'shem Merav Soloveitchik, because he writes Hakdamas, preambles to all these people. I heard the name of Avishai David, the name of Rav Soloveitchik, that the Abinezer was a chassidish brista. That's what he writes in the sefer. I was embarrassed beyond belief. I told this to him many years ago. Several people showed it to me. I didn't read this form so carefully that I would come across it, and some people obviously did. And they called me up. When a person learns Torah mitoch simcha, that's what the Rambam says, that's when a person acquires Torah, becomes a kinyan nefesh. It becomes something which is dear to you and close to you. And simcha is something which is a very significant midah that a person should try to acquire. I want to just mention something else which I think is also very significant. There's a Masechet Derecheret Zutah that I'm very fond of. It says, Matarotu Lidovik Be'abas Chavercha. You want to become close to someone? You want to become friendly with someone? So generally people assume that if I want to become friendly with someone, how does that come about? What would you say? How do you go about becoming friendly with someone? How do you develop friends? What? Talk to them, okay, that's certainly, that's, what did you say? Give. That's Lashon Derecheret Zutah. It says, people generally don't think that. But if you look at many Svarim, Musa Svarim, which I'm not wont to look at, unfortunately, I should, but I probably don't have sufficient time to do so. But that's a bad excuse. I'm sorry?
Rav Dessler
speaks about that too, thank you. Okay, Shekach. So the Orcha Sadiqa by Sumat says that, if I don't like someone, I can't stand him, you know what you do? Do him a big favor. And suddenly he looks to you like a nice person, like a lovely fellow. Avos Habrios comes from basically giving. And the best proof, of course, is parents. Parents who are always giving to their children, even though they may sometimes, shall we say, in return, how shall we put it? Not necessarily see any kind of reciprocity, but at the same time they continue to give. And at the end of the day, they love their children with all their kerches. Why? Not only because of biological reasons, but also because they are in a mode of constant giving. And the more one gives, the more one has a connection. And that's why the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, I have to quote Sanhedrin at least once. Maybe I'll get the brachas in a moment. B'kol other miskanei chutz b'bno b'tamidah. The Gemara says that a person has kina for everyone, with exception of his children and his talmidim. Why is that so? Because a Rebbe hopefully infused into his talmidim and inculcated them with learning and with yashamayim, and they become a chelik of his nefesh. And when you see talmidim grow, as we are zochah to see, wow, what a group full of luster. Wow. From the beginning of the year to where you are now, you are metamorphosed.
I'm working on it.
Again, Anna is a very modest person, Judah. Baruch Hashem. So this idea that the Rambam says is a very fundamental yisod. And I'll just, perhaps by way of being Messiah here, since I tend not to be Messiah, I'm very thunderstruck by something in the Hufosai that has aroused my pique and tickled my fancy for many years. The language that's used in the English Hufosai is the Hufosai Tegleichu. What verb is being used? Halicha. Now look a bit further. When the Torah goes on and describes Pasuk Yudbeis, I'm reading now 3:18. Pasuk Yudbeis, V'salachim Sochem. If you walk with Hashem, so then He'll walk with you. However, the Torah then goes on to say, also, language of Halicha. In Perek Chavav, let's say, page 3:19, Pasuk Chavalach, V'telchu im Mikerim. These are two, shall we say, options when you walk. Either you can walk with Hashem, or you can walk Keri, which of course is clearly, casually, the way the Rambam writes, the Tanias, I didn't discuss yet. The Rambam says that Keri means where you view history as just simply being a series of events that occur that are essentially not connected one with the other. You don't see the Yad Hashem in history. You don't see how the Almighty is directing traffic. That's already Keri. That's a casual way of looking at Hashem as opposed to seeing cause and effect. But the language of Halicha can be used in one of two ways, either in a bad way or in a good way. And the word Halicha, in effect, refers to Hashem is inviting us to participate with Him. That I just want to share with you, Gemara Barbasa, that I'm sure you're familiar with. The Gemara points out that it didn't like Gemara Dafkuf, Barbasa. The Gemara said that Klal Yisrael, Avraham Avinu was called Eretz Yisrael with what kinyan? You know, there are kinyanim for karka. The Gemara says in Kedushin, what are the three kinyanim for karka? How do you acquire karka properly? You acquire with kesef, shtar, or chazaka. Correct? So Eretz Yisrael, how do we acquire it? So the Rambam says, based on the Gemara says, Barbasa, we acquired it by halicha. Do you remember the word halicha? Look at the halicha for 1 second. What did Hashem tell Avraham Avinu? Kum, izhalech baaretz, lark ol harachba, kilcha adedah. So what does the Gemara say? Avraham Avinu went ahead, and what did he do? He would traverse the length and breadth of Eretz Yisrael, and he was going to Eretz Yisrael with that kind of kinyan of halicha. Whoever heard that halicha is a kinyan to be going to Eretz Yisrael? Anybody familiar with that kinyan? No, it says kesef, shtar, and chazaka. And Hashem told Avraham Avinu, kum yisalek baaretz. Look at page 28 of Lechacha. In Bereshis, Pasuk Yizayin, the same lashon of Halicha. Kum misalek baaretz, arkol harachba, gilcha nedah. By traversing the land, by walking out throughout Eretz Yisrael, the length of breath, he's gone to Eretz Yisrael. So we see in the Pasha of Hukosai, there are two possible types of Halicha. One can walk with Hashem, and thereby if one does that, Hashem will become our, not just ally, but intimate confidant and friend, correct? Or Chas V'Shalom, one can walk the Keri, which is obviously the other direction. The antithesis of that, one should walk with Hashem is Barak. If one decides to take the Halicha with Hashem, then Hashem is going to take us on a journey. Anyone who studies Jewish history is a well-known historian. If you're not so familiar with him, he wrote in Hebrew, 10 volumes, I read good parts of his history work. Zev Yavitz, a great historian, and he claims the biggest miracle since the dawn of creation is the continued existence of Am Yisrael. It's Pasha to me. I don't know how it's possible for the Jewish people to have survived all the onslaughts, all the persecutions, and unfortunately even today, anti-Semitism that's rearing its ugly head everywhere. How do we survive? Keep Sa'achas ben Shivim Zevim. A land surrounded by 70 wolves. The answer is that we have someone on our side that is invincible, indomitable, unassailable. That's Hashem is Baruch. So if we take Hashem as our partner, namely, in Hukosai Teilech, to Amolah B'Torah, by connecting ourselves to the Torah, to Hashem is Baruch, then the sky's the limit. The bracha that Hashem will give us, that the Rambam describes, is a bracha that will enable us to continue learning, continue doing mitzvahs, without any impediments. And if Chas V'Shalom, we decide to take the other tack, which is not advisable, Telchu Ibi B'Keri, then Chas V'Shalom Bachlonu Litzvan, the Rebbe Shalom will visit us with all kinds of sicknesses, Rachmanu Litzlan, with all kinds of terrible plagues, and that will prevent us from making that connection to Hashem is Baruch. One of the greatest features that you have this year is not just learning Torah, but learning Torah in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is closer to Hashem is Baruch than it is in Chicago.
all due respect. Chicago's a beautiful city. The windy city. But it doesn't have the Avir of Eretz Yisrael Machkim, the Gemara Basra. The Dusha of Eretz Yisrael. You have a tremendous chus to learn Torah and to learn Torah in Eretz Yisrael, which automatically gives you a head start in becoming close to Hashem as Baruch. And you learn the Simcha, and you learn Ba'amala, as you all are doing, Baruch Hashem. You're growing beautifully. I see it. I don't recognize you. Even some people who basically were my nemesis at the beginning of the year, there are one or two over here sitting in this room, but I won't mention any names, Chas V'Shalom. But now they become, wow, they have totally, they're now like butter. They've been transformed and metamorphosed. Why? Because of Torah. Halavai should continue to learn with great simcha and great joy. Hashem should give all your Sefer Yishmaya. Le'elo le'elo. Just higher and higher you should go. Closer and closer. Both in your understanding of Torah and your connection to Hashem is Barak. Sefer Yishmaya, which should continue to be Zochet, the Brachas, Brachavat Slacha, before my Seder.